Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Praise is what I do. What I do when I'm going through, when I'm going through, praise is what I do. It gets me through, it gets me through.
Praise will reverse your situation. Hallelujah. Praise will reverse your situation. How we look at it. Praise is what I do. To pull a praise out of the situation, out of the circumstance, out of the feeling, to pull a praise out of it. We thank God for that gift of warfare, to be able to pull a praise out of it. Like Joseph, he pulled a praise out of it. He said, what you meant for evil against me, what you meant to crush me, God actually, he used it for good, to turn many things around and to save many people alive when we pull a praise out of it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Every new ground that you break is costly. Breaking new ground is costly. Any new ground that you're going to break is going to cost you. Let's think about the farmer. If the farmer has a piece of land where he farms every year, and he decides this year that he's going to go do some more planting, but not at the same spot, he knew that it's going to cost him now. He can't plant in a field that is overrun with trees and weeds and everything. So the farmer has to what? Clear that field. And clearing the field, he's going to need what kind of stuff? Equipment. He has to get certain equipment to clear the field. So it's going to cost him to clear it. And once he gets it all clear, he has to what? Plow again. It's going to cost him to break before he can put new seed there. So it's going to cost him. Now, if he stays at the old ground, it ain't going to cost him that. If he stays, the ground is already what? Clear. The ground is already broken up. So it's more what? Comfortable to stay there. Okay. So we beg to say why we don't like to break new ground, because it is costly. Look at Matthew chapter 13, verse 44 to 46. All right, let's read it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid. and for joy over it, and sell all that he has.
By the field.
Why he buy the field? Why he buy the field? Because it is what to him? It's a treasure. It's important to him.
Jesus.
So because it is important to him, he's going to cost him. So he sell all that he got to get that field. Your health is important to you. You will give up those destructive things that will cost you. But first, your health has to become what? Important to you. That's the first. It has to become important to you. Because if it's not important, if you don't value it, you won't do the things that it requires to have good health. Okay? You got to look again. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field which a man found and hid. And for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buy that field. That's the one I want. You got to say now, I want my health. Of all the things that I have, my health value what? More. A man dying, what he wants the most? What he wants the most is his health. Because it's the most important thing. It's like a treasure. Good health is like a treasure. So you get that verse, right? Now, Daniel. Daniel chapter 1, verse 3 through 16. Listen careful. This is not a spiritual diet. Daniel chapter 1 is not a spiritual fast. It's a health fast. Daniel chapter 1. Then the king instruct the master of the eunuch to bring some of the children of Israel and some of the king's descendants and some of the nobles. Okay, so number one, let's stop there so we can understand. This was a king, what? Request. He wants some of the best people. He wants them. And he wants them for a particular purpose. Follow me this morning, okay? So look at verse 4. Men in whom but good looking, gifted wisdom, possessing knowledge and quick to understand, who had ability to serve in the king's palace and whom they might teach language and literature. These people have to be what? What one requirement? No blemish. They can't be what? Sick. So the king need people for service. And this is a physical king. Not the king of all kings, the Lord of all lords. An earthly king is choosing people for service. And the number one requirement, they must be what? Healthy. How much more when God chooses you? How much more when God is choosing you for service? If God is choosing you for service, you got to be healthy. And if you're not, then get healthy. Because he has. I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. So when God called you and I for service, what comes along is good health. So he can use us. You know, when we're sick, we can't come to church and serve. So sickness is not thrown upon us from God. Sickness is the ambush of the devil. The devil will ambush us with sickness. Keep us out from church. Keep you from doing the will of God. You can't serve. So the king also knows this. I heard the king knows that. So he wants guys who are healthy. So follow this morning. Because sometimes we just like a parrot. We heard something and we just say it. And not go read it out to get the full understanding. We just say it, and we need to get the full understanding ourselves. Verse 5. Let's read. Begin. And the king appointed for them a daily provision of the king's delicacies and of wine which he drank. and 3 years of training for them, so that at the end of that time, they might serve before the king. So we have the understanding. So they're going to go learn for how many years? 3 years. And the king says, this is the what? Menu. That's it. He built a what? Menu. For them to follow for what? 3 years. Okay? So we're going to see this Daniel fasting here. Why? I have the understanding. Let's read verse 6. Now, from among those of the son of Judah was Daniel, Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So these guys come from Israel, Judah. They're different. These four guys, they were chosen. You got it. They were chosen based upon the fact that they were healthy. You got to see that. They were chosen because they were healthy. So they were doing something to look handsome, because the king requires that they got to be handsome, healthy, full of good looking. They ain't want to broken down, okay? Look at verse 7. So don't let nobody get on you when you look good, right? Amen? So you look real good. Don't apologize to be looking real good. Hallelujah. Okay? Don't try to be overly spiritual. I'm so humble. No, you look good. You feel good. You're supposed to. To them, the chief of the eunuch gave name. He gave Daniel. So those were Babylonian names. Change their name. Let's look at verse 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's delicacy, nor with wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the chief eunuch that he might not defile himself. So Daniel looked at the menu. You ever go to a restaurant and look at the menu? And you said, I'm not eating that. You ever look at that? You look at the menu. And you said, no, I'm not eating that. I'm not eating that. I'm not eating that. And then you said, there's nothing here on this menu that I eat. I'm leaving. Now, Daniel looked at the menu and everything on there, he says, I can't eat. But he can't leave. So he comes up with a plan. He wants his menu. Now God has brought Daniel into favor.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.